Industry figures are describing what they now know about the cuts as less draconian than they originally thought they'd be. Some clarity came this week in an hour-long meeting between Deputy Defense Secretary Bill Lynn, members of the Virginia Congressional Delegation, and representatives of the government contracting industry. Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says they were told the 10% cuts announced by Defense Secretary Robert Gates in August will come out of a much smaller piece of the overall DOD contracting pie than they originally feared.
The total universe they're looking at is administrative support contracting, which totals about $4.3 billion a year versus $143 billion a year, of which 10% will be brought back into the Pentagon. So we're talking about a total risk here involving a value of about $400 to $430 million a year.
Back in August, Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced he wanted to cut Pentagon spending on support services contracts by 10% a year through 2013, but at the time didn't provide a lot of details on what would be cut or where. That led to speculation that 10% of DOD's entire $4.3 billion support services budget would get sliced away. An independent report compiled earlier this year by Deltek Consulting estimated the cuts on that scale could mean 10,000 lost jobs in Virginia every year for the next 3 years. Virginia would have borne a disproportionate share of the cuts as they were originally contemplated by the industry, and the state still may. While it might not be surprising that Virginia gets more support services contracting dollars than any other state, no other state is even in the same ballpark. Deltek says work performed in Virginia totaled $10.8 billion in fiscal year 2009. California was a distant second at $3.8 billion. Industry officials say they're obviously still not thrilled about the cuts, but they understand that spending reductions are the Pentagon's prerogative. Bobby Kilberg is president of the Northern Virginia Technology Council. She was also at the meeting.
We now have a better understanding of what their goal is, and somewhat of a relief that it is not going to be quite as draconian as we thought it was.
Kilberg says the deputy secretary took about an hour of time to explain exactly which service contracts the cuts would target.
What the Defense Department has said are examples are those that provide support as staff augmentation for government employees, i.e. personnel who are subject to the direction of a government official and function as a staff or action officers. So examples that they gave us of service support contractors were folks who come into a headquarters building each day and have a desk, a phone number, and or a computer account, and contractors who perform duties such as writing memorandum, preparing routine briefings.
On the other hand, they were told that there are job functions that are definitely off the chopping block. Kilberg says those include IT support and technical assistance for weapon systems. She says at the time Gates first announced that he intended to cut 10% a year from DOD contracting, the department forthrightly said it didn't yet have data to support those cuts, and that it now does. Stan Soloway is president of the Professional Services Council and a former senior Pentagon official who worked on procurement policy. He says it's understandable that it took a few months for DOD to provide some hard numbers.
I think this is a case where the Secretary of Defense put a tough marker out there, and they had to work to figure out exactly how best to execute it. There may have been some internal discussions, obviously we're not privy to them, around a total number that they were looking in terms of savings. But I think that this was a case where the Secretary put a marker out there, and then the team had to kind of, at that point, begin to do the analysis and the sort of a deep dive into the system to figure out exactly how best to achieve what the Secretary was really talking about, to take more fully understand his thinking. So it was, I think that was the process.
Now that that process has been largely worked through, Soloway says it's enormously helpful to the industry to understand what's behind DOD's thinking as it begins to get down to business with cuts.
Looking at these, what the Deputy Secretary continually referred to as staff augmentation kinds of roles, they see that as relatively equivalent to freezes and potential reductions that will take place in the civil service. So understanding that is critically important because we all recognize austerity is coming and want to make sure that we do our responsible part to support the department's efforts to find efficiencies and eliminate waste. We're in a tough fiscal situation, but some degree of predictability and clarity is always important to that process.
Now that the industry has some of that clarity, though, there are some lingering concerns about how DOD will go about implementing the cuts. Congressman Connolly says he's still worried that DOD will view small, veteran, and minority-owned businesses as what he calls low-hanging fruit.
Many of those businesses are sort of one mission businesses. You know, they provide one big service. That might even be how they got started in business. And if that one service is eliminated as a contract by the Pentagon, that small business goes out of business.
Kilberg says she thinks the Defense Department, as a matter of policy anyway, wants to protect those small businesses. She says the trick is going to be getting deck plate level contract administrators to adhere to that policy.
What we need to be very careful about is to be sure that there is not a disconnect, which we think there is, by the way, between what your senior officials of the Department of Defense state they are going to do and intend to do and want to do versus what actually happens down in the field. Because we have gotten a number of reports from member companies that they've already been told that their contract X is going to be cut by 10% next year and that the government expects the same level of service and the same deliverables. That makes it arbitrary. And what we're looking for, and I think we've begun to have, is a seat at the table, is a conversation, and is a collaboration.
She says this week's meeting was a huge step in that direction, and she expects there to be more of those sessions with DOD as the cuts are implemented. Kilberg says she also expects to spend a lot of time talking with her organization's member companies in the coming months.
And we need to know if the system is working the way it should be working. We understand that the Defense Department has a right to make cuts. Our point is that those cuts should not be draconian, those cuts should not be arbitrary, and those cuts ought to be based on data and good analytics.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.